You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. I am Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Friday, January 21st, 2022. We are going to kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. But before we do, we remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. We begin today in Dallas, where according to ESPN, Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott has been fined $25,000 by the league for his postgame comments related to the game officials after their loss to the 49ers. Dak himself did issue an apology, but obviously that wasn't enough to save him from the fine. Speaking of apologies, former Dallas Cowboy Michael Irvin sounds like he'd like to hear one from the team after their performance on Sunday. Irvin was a guest on the Stacking the Box podcast and, in typical Michael Irvin fashion, did not hold back. Quote, "Every team you look at," Irvin said, "the stars of the team showed up and played. You can't win in this game if your stars don't show up and play. It's Dak Prescott, 69 passer rating. Ezekiel Elliott, 31 rushing yards. CeeDee Lamb, 21 yards on one reception. They had the star players playing like role players. That's why they've got their butts sitting at home." All right, enough of that. Let's look ahead to the teams that are still playing in the playoffs. The Packers got good news on wide receiver Randall Cobb, who will play this weekend against the 49ers, but bad news on Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who is doubtful with a back injury. Left tackle David Bakhtiari, defensive back Jair Alexander, pass rusher Whitney Mercilus, and linebacker Za'Darius Smith are all questionable. On the flip side for the 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo and Nick Bosa were both full participants in practice yesterday. Garoppolo has no injury designation, and Kyle Shanahan said it's, quote, "looking good" for Nick Bosa to clear concussion protocol in time to play. In LA, the Rams practice report remains unchanged from yesterday, with safety Taylor Rapp and left tackle Andrew Whitworth both missing practice. In Cincinnati, Bengals defensive end Troy Hendrickson successfully cleared the concussion protocol. He will play against the Titans, according to head coach Zach Taylor. And in non-injury news, Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay pleaded not guilty to a misdemeanor charge of criminal property damage of less than $1,000 after he was arrested Wednesday night by police. Gay is accused of damaging a vacuum, a cell phone screen, a wall and door frame, and a humidifier during an incident at the house of the mother of his child. To the coaching carousel now, there are conflicting reports out of Arizona about whether Cardinals owner Michael Bidwell met with coach Cliff Kingsbury regarding the disastrous end to the team's season. Kyle Odegaard, who previously worked for the team's official website, reported yesterday that a tense meeting occurred between Bidwell, Kingsbury, and GM Steve Keim on Wednesday. According to Odegaard, quote, "the shit hit the fan during the meeting." Now, NFL media's Ian Rappaport quickly contradicted that report, claiming, quote, "there has been no meeting." Kent Summers of the Arizona Republic chimed in. He added that while an unnamed source, quote, "didn't hear of this meeting, Bidwell is very, very upset with the manner in which the regular season ended and with the team's one-game flameout in the postseason." The Houston Texans interviewed Josh McCown for the head coaching position there. He also interviewed with them last year when Houston was looking for a full-time replacement for Bill O'Brien. Remember, McCown was on the Texans roster at the end of the 2020 season and has never coached in college or pro football. And finally, Eagles defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon conducted a virtual interview with the Vikings yesterday. Gannon has also had interviews with the Broncos and Texans scheduled for this week. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Friday, January 21st, 2022. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, leave us a rating and a review as well. And remember, you can catch up on everything else that happens on Sunday with our Sunday late night wrap-up show hosted by yours truly. We hit every game with the info, injuries, and post-game storylines you need to know. Enjoy your Friday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk on Sunday.